Hey, I'm Dan, and this is Fun Kids Meet, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Now, recently, I caught up with Alicia Weir, who plays Matilda in the brand new Matilda the Musical, the movie. She's the star of the whole thing, and she told me all about it. Alicia, well, listen, welcome along. How are you? Big deal, right?
Yeah.
And this is your first ever interview like this, with the lights, with the cameras, with the microphone kind of dangling over your head. How are you feeling?
Well, it's very surreal. Yeah. I can't really believe it. And, like, although I've done a few interviews and, like, I've done the film and it's been over, like, a period of time, it still hasn't sunk in yet. And I don't really know when it will sink in, but it definitely hasn't yet.
Well, let me ask you, this could be the start of something massive. You know, maybe fame, maybe huge success over in Hollywood, that kind of thing. But you play Matilda, Magical Matilda, in Matilda the Musical. Would you swap everything to be magical yourself, do you think?
Well, definitely. Well, I think it's a difficult question, because I think Matilda, although she has superpowers, yeah, and she can obviously, she has telekinesis and she can move things with her eyes, I think her main power is courage. So I think I'd definitely swap everything to have courage, because I think that's the main key in life, and you can definitely fight a lot of things off with courage and you can stand up for yourself. So I think that everyone could take courage into their life and it will definitely do some good.
If you could have any superpower, courage, telekinesis, fly, be invisible, what would you do, what do you reckon?
I definitely pick courage, but I definitely choose to be invisible as well.
A very brave see-through person.
Yeah, I love to be invisible, because then you can, like, swap into a situation and then swap out and see what they're saying and on. You could find out some...
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people would like to kind of swap places with you right now, being the star in your own film. I mean, that's amazing. So this is Matilda, the musical. It's been a book. It's been another film. It's been a massive musical in the West End all around the world. Just tell us about the story. Who is Matilda? Matilda Wormwood, what's she like?
Well, obviously, Matilda's just a brave, a kind and courageous little girl, and she's put into a life where she's got no one to go to, her parents don't care about her, she's really fighting on her own, and her way to life is reading and books, and it's like, as she says, a holiday in her head when she reads. So that's, she just stands up for herself, and she meets, throughout the story, she meets a load of different characters, and like Miss Trunchbull, Miss Honey, Mrs. Phelps, her parents, and like, some of them are bad, some of them are good. And Miss Honey really changes her life, and it's definitely in a good way, because I think that they, Miss Honey and Matilda, have something really in common, and they've been through kind of the same kind of thing. And the difference is that Miss Honey doesn't stand up for herself and she lets people walk all over her, where Miss, because she doesn't really have the courage as Matilda would, but Matilda would stand up for what's right, and she really helps Miss Honey find that courage inside of her, where at the end of the movie, she has that courage to stand up for what's right.
Let me take you back to your first day. You've been cast as Matilda, as I say, in this film. What was it like, first day, walking on set? What do you remember about that moment?
Well, so I flew over from Ireland to England for 7 months, and because it was in like the middle of COVID, I didn't really know when I was going to get to fly back, but I did 5 months of filming and 2 months of rehearsals, and I was quite nervous on my first day of rehearsals, just meeting everyone, but everyone was really welcoming and all the kids were amazing, and like to get to make loads of new friends was amazing, so everyone made me feel really welcome and I was really excited.
This sounds like such an obvious question to ask, but I'm the first one, so I'm going to take it. We'll have loads of listeners that will be acting, that will be performing, who would love to be in a movie. How did you get the part? Talk me through that.
So I go to a stage school called Talented Kids, and my agent sent me through to see if I wanted a self-tape. I decided to self-tape, and I did a song and like a little piece of a script. Then a few weeks later, they asked if I wanted to fly over, but because it was during COVID, I couldn't fly over. So through that whole year, it kind of took a bit longer, but I did them on Zoom. And then in December, they asked me to fly over after COVID had died down. And 2 weeks later, after I flew home on my mum's birthday on the 10th of December, they called me to say I got the part. And I don't really think you can kind of imagine what kind of reaction you're going to get, but I was just really excited and happy and overwhelmed. I didn't know what to say. I was so shocked, but I was just really grateful.
And it's on your mum's birthday. Did you have to kind of keep it on the down low because it's her big day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What did you get her for that birthday? Do you remember?
That was the present.
Oh, yeah, I'll get on board with that. You spoke about singing. Can you tell me some secrets of this whole thing, right? Because when you watch massive movies and there's all the singing and all the dancing, I have no idea how that gets done. How long does it take you to make these big scenes where you're singing and dancing and acting from all around? What's that like?
Well, so because we had 2 months rehearsals, we got to go through like the dancing, the singing, and we kind of, before we went into filming, we knew exactly what we were doing because of the 2 months of rehearsals, which really helped. And we'd like know the choreography, like the song. So when we went to do it, we just go for it, and then they do it from different angles. And it would take like for big dance numbers like Bruce, I think it took like a week. But I actually don't really do the dancing. Like, Matilda's always in the dance scenes, but she's always kind of on the side, like overlooking it. So Naughty was one of my favourites because I got to do a little bit of dancing and I got to sing.
Matilda just looks like she's having a great time, but everyone else is doing the dancing around her and she's just there, just enjoying herself.
Yeah.
And there's some massive stars in this film. Stephen Graham, Lashana Lynch, Dame Emma Thompson. For like, your first big movie, how was that, working with these people?
Well, like, because I'd grown up watching them on the, like, on my screen, like, to see, like, to be actually,
to be
in a movie with all these amazing actors was absolutely amazing. And I was, like, a bit nervous because, like, I'd never done anything like it before, but they were really, like, kind to me, relaxed, and they, like, I was really looking up to them because I'd never really done anything like this, so, like, I was really looking up to see what the, how they did things, and because there were so many people on the set, I was really, like, watching them.
Now, the Matilda story and her as a character will mean a huge deal to people from so many ages, from the books that was out decades ago, from the movie that was out in the 90s. How does it feel to be this character now and to take her legacy and do your own thing with it? Do you feel like pressure at all?
Well, I didn't really feel pressure. I kind of just, I can only do what's best, and whatever I can do, then hopefully that everyone likes it, and the way I portray Matilda, hopefully everyone likes it. And there's not much I can do, and Matthew, the director, I don't know, he must have liked something how I portrayed Matilda, so I just kind of portrayed it in the best way that I thought would be right, and just hoping everyone likes it.
You're talking about Matthew there, the director.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of work in theatres, right, at the Old Vic in London. Now, you would have grown up doing a lot of theatre work, I would imagine, with your stage school. How, I guess, what was it like being on set? Was it at all theatrical? What was the difference between being in a movie and being on stage with him manning the whole thing?
Well, I think on stage it's a lot more like, because there's loads of people watching you, it's a lot more like, more facial expressions. You kind of, like, when you're in a movie, kind of need to tone it down almost and just make it real, as in like it's your normal daily life. And Matthew made me feel really comfortable, and that like I had all day, even though like we didn't have all day to film it, but he made me feel really comfortable.
Lastly, are you good with your Roald Dahl? Do you know any Roald Dahl characters?
Well, a really good thing is when I finished filming Matilda, I got like a big huge chest, and in Matilda I name, like, Matilda names a good few books, and I got all of them and like all the Roald Dahl books, and we do read it sometimes in school, like some of the books from Roald Dahl, we read them in school.
Well, let's give it a go lastly. So this is for a podcast we do called Stream It. We talk about newest movies, and that we do a Stream It 30 second challenge. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds, wide eyes, to name as many Roald Dahl books as you can. You reckon you can do that? You ready?
Okay.
I'll help you out. Kay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Matilda.
Yeah.
James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
The Witches.
Big one, tall one, massive ears.
The giant.
He's a nice guy, yeah.
The giant, is that one?
The big friendly giant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've
the
got
BFG. Half
time, yeah. Did you ever read the one about the horrible husband and wife? You would call this a person an idiot. If you met an idiot, you might call them this name. 3 seconds.
Mm.
Three, two. The twits.
Oh.
But still, you got five.
Yeah.
Which is very good. Alicia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Alicia Weir on Fun Kids Meets. It was so incredible that that was actually her very first ever solo interview. And she is going to go on to do huge things. So lucky that I got the chance to do that. Now, if you love this podcast and interviews with the biggest movie stars around, check out Stream It, our dedicated film and TV podcast.